Okay, so we're up to the paragraph Vihine Betosos Bavakama. When the Grizz first piece in Hilchas in this game moment. Vihine Betosos Bavakama Daf Gimel Cholkim Alzeh. Meaning they're cholik on the sheet of the Rush and the Rimagash. Why? Because Shehikshu L'Rav to Omar Kula Mishoro L'Madnu. Right, he has the case of it's a boar, but it's a boar de lo afkarinu. He owns the boar. And Rav says, you learn it out from shore. L'perish Rashbam, da'asi mi boar vishor, b'mehatzad. And Tosis there is bothered by the problem, how could you learn it out from shore alone? Because shore is a balchai that walks. So the Rashbam's answer is, it's a b'mehatzad. And there's you learning it out from boar and shore. And if you have boar and shore, you can learn out such a boar like this, meaning, or such a shore like this, I should say. Okay? So he says, the imkain, dimi boar, nami yalif, lifteru bahu, kalim kibor, ayin shabadivram. So Tosus asks Akash, he doesn't answer it, but he asks Akash on the Rashbam that, but one second, but Rav holds Yechayev for Yepata for Kalim. I'm sorry, Yechayev for Kalim. That's he says that later. Maybe I forgot where. I just don't remember. Either Kates in the Kates at a Regel or in a Hameiniach. I just don't remember. Oh, so the question is, but Tosa says, but since he's learning it out from Bor, Kalim should be Putter. And why does Rav say later that Yechayev? Okay, Ayin Shabbat Devrayim. So what do you see from that? The Grizz is an interesting answering up a Rav Shita. But what can you extract from that? Hare de Svira Leila Tosfas, Dim Acha Yalfusahi Gamibor, Asha Avno Sakino Maso Beetzem Torah Shor Alayo, Velo Torah's Bor, Mikol Makam Sarachlios Potter, Behem Al Niske Kalim. Bahainu Kashita Shnia, Shuva Birach, Beshem Yesh Megidolim. The chol asi b'mehatzad yavin in leakal shemishneyem. The efshel chayev es anilmad yosem amalamed. Right. So you see from one thing, the fact that Tosis is bothered that his kash on the Rashbam is what? Is that you should be putter from Kalim. So even though what? This thing has a shame, sure, according to Rav, the chalos shame mazik is a mazik of shore. But nevertheless, since you're deriving the chiyuve mamam, your liability, okay? You're learning that from what? This is learning the chiyuvim from boar, so it should be potter and galim. So you see clearly that Tosfos is learning like the other shita. In fact, that is, I mean, he's clearly the yesh mehagedolim. Okay? All right. Vaf b'dvarim shepetur mitzag zeir sakosav gamkein adin kein. V'chein hu mevor b'divreim b'daf hei gabi ki shadis bor b'nayu as yichulo b'mehatzad el lamai hilchasa kasfino rachmana lehilchasayim. Right, so the Gemara on daf hei says what? That if you would have bor and one of the others, you could learn out all the rest, except for Karen, with a b'mehatzad. So why did the Torah in fact write all Dalid Avos Nezikin? The answer is Lehil Chosayin. Okay? So Tosis says there, what does that mean? The Kosu V'Tosis Sham, the Chulohu Itztrichu L'mechtav L'chaya B'nes HaKelem. Hare Dim Achayu Nilmodu B'mehatzad Nibor V'chad Nehana Chav V'Petir V'hu Kelem. Ah, so Tosis says, Tosis explains, what does Lehil Chosayin mean? Oh, because if you would have learned it out from Bor and one of the other Avos, you would have learned out the other one. Oh, so then it would always result in a Petur of Kalim. Again, like Hishita, because since you're learning out the Chiyuve from Bor, so that's going to limit it. It's going to limit it by definition. And therefore you would have a limited liability. You wouldn't be Chayiv in Kalim. So that's why the Torah had to go ahead and write all these categories to be Machayev you and Kalim by, let's say, by a shore or whatever. All right? ולפי מה שכסב דולמלה בשיטס הרש והרין רבי יוסף אבן מגש יש לו מדגם אם לא הווה כסיבי אבוס לזיקן בהג'יה רק הווה גמירי מבור וחד מהנח גם כן יהיה חייב בהן על הכלם ולא פוטרה תורה כלם רק בבור ולא במה שאינו בור. Yeah, but if you would really learn the other way, like the Rush and the Iri Magash, you would never say what Tosus just said. You would never say that it's Patim Mikalim. Because even though it's true, you learn out the Chiyuve, the Chiyuve Nezikin from these different, let's say, Bor. But that has nothing to do. You would not conclude that just because I can learn out Shor through Bor and something else, I would never think that Shor is Patur and Kalim, because the Patur is Alach and Nachalo shame of the Mazik, about the nature of the Mazik. The very shame Mazik is the Patur. So therefore, according to them, you would never say what Tosus just said. That's not what Lehil Chasayim means. Okay? Ulin Chiyuv Eshap Havi Alfina Mibor V'chad Meharach B'meh Atzad. The chiyuv nezikin toli rak bedarka lahazik u'shmiras on alecha. V'chol shedarka lahazik u'shmiras alecha mechayav av she'ino lo bor v'lo esh. U'mishim zeh havo mechayv yikol hadalet avos nezikin. Right, that's really the underlying universal. Aval peturid the kelim shu toli v'shein bor, zeh eino rak v'bor. V'lo b'shar avos nezikin, av she'chiyuv anilma mibor. Right. Kevin, the sof kol sof, eino bor. Rak mechayvi mishum the darken lahazik shmiras on olav. Ela the Tosa sfirli kashita shnia daf bedvorim shapetur mizeres hakasuv gamkein ein lechayves and nilma yos mamulami vizel shehikshu kinizkalel. Okay. All right. Good. Yeah. And according to the Rush and the Rimagash, so lehil chosayhen. It's not because you're trying to get, you're worried about the problem of the Patur Kalim of Bor. Lil Chosayim simply means that the Torah is telling you these Dalet Avos Nezikin to tell you which Paturim exist in each Shem Mazik. Very simple. It's not because it's worried about the problem of Kalim and Bor because of the Alfusa, that you're learning it out from Bor. No, it's just simply intrinsic. It's telling you each Shem Mazik has this Exeris Akasav. That in each Shem Mazik, there are certain limits on your liability, certain limits on your Chiyuve Mazik. And that's dependent on the Shem Mazik. So you can't just have two of them, because that would only tell you that you're Chayiv, but you wouldn't learn out the Peturim, the Hil Chosayim. That's how they learn. You know, if someone's reading this Griz, I think you start to get the sense that the Griz is, he himself, his intuition is on the side of the Rush and the Rimagash. So now he's going to show you that the Gemara's question about Mechuberes, Eima Kula Moedesi, that whole Gemara works out very smoothly according to that way of thinking. That the Peturim are a din in the Shem Mazik. Whereas according to Tosfos, because he didn't learn that way, that's why he got caught with the kasha of how do you learn it out, and if it's mehechitesi, if it's from tlusha, dayeka tlusha, you should only know. It's because Tosfos holds the other way. That's what he wants to show you. So he's going to show you how nicely and smoothly the Gemara works out according to the Rimigash and the Rush. All right, so take a look. Ulefi zenira dezahu zehu gambir divrei haGemara. The mahu the same aki polag rachmana beitam lemuad hanamili bekeren tlusha aval b'mechuberes emakul lemoedesi. Right now, again, if you don't remember, there's the Gemara. The Gemara showed two psukim to show you the concept of keren menolam. How do you know the idea of keren? So the Gemara said, why do you need two psukim? Oh, because if you only had one of the psukim, the pasuk in Malachim. So then you would think Karen is only a Karen Tlusha. That the behemoth took the Karen in its mouth and caused damage. But an attached horn, a mechuberes, that you would think is Ema Kula Moedesi, that's Moedes. right? Okay? Which we explained. Because it is to for Behema to do Negicha with a Keren Nechuberes, that is a normal behavior. The only thing is, it's not part of the normal function of an animal to be a goring animal. But the Gemara's Havamina was that normalcy and Muad should be defined based not on function, but based on behavior, on the nature of the behavior. Oh, so now the grid says like this. Aval b'mechuber esema kulam oedesi, mishum delefiha emes, la'acha shiksuv in kol hadalet avos nezikin, hare kol din chiv nezakin, toli rak bedarka lahazek, l'shmiras an alecha. Right, that's the underlying universal principle of the dalet avos nezikin. Ukisnab in masnisen, atzad ha-shove shemen, v'chulei. Right, darka lahazek, l'shmiras an alecha. Okay, v'lo nemru kol ha-shemos shel ha-avos nezikin rakling in chiluke hadinim sheyesh ben uchemavur b'daf hei d'chi kasvinu rachmona lehilchoseyan, as we just explained. U'memela d'rakling in hilchoseyan hu d'nemru kol ha-chiluke shemos shel bor v'esh v'shem v'regel. Right, it's only for the particular halachos and the peturim that exist in each shemazik. Aval inyi chiyuva kol toli rak b'darka lahazik u'shmiras an alecha. Yeah, but insofar as the chi of hezek, ultimately, it's really totally on one thing. Is this something that its nature is to cause damage, and it's within your world of responsibility? You're the baal. V'chol shadark ala hazek u'shmiras olecha mechayef. V'al kein zeo dekamar ha-gemara. Now we can understand what the Gemara says. D'mahu d'tseima ki polag rachmona beintam lebu'ed hanan mili bekeren t'lusha. Now you might have thought that where did the Torah make the distinction between Tam and Muad? That's only by a Keren Tlusha. Wrote Salomar, Darei halacha mesuyemesh yesh bekeren hu lachalek bein Tam al muedes ki muvor bedaf heisham. In other words, what is the essential feature of Keren as opposed to Regel and Shein, for instance, is that there's a distinction between Tam and Muad. Valzehu denemar Shein Keren. And that's exactly why this introduced into the system a shame called Keren. Vim havem mefarshin and lekeren dekra dahainu betlusha. So if we would have said that when the pasuk says ki yigach in mishpatim, it's referring specifically to a tlusha, only limited to tlusha, imkein rak keren tlusha hu shishma keren. So it come out that the shame keren equals only a tlusha. Ava mechuberes lav keren hu v'lo nema ba'alacha shav keren shu lechalik bein tamo lemuedes. But you would never say that the shame keren devolves on a mechuberes, on a behemah that did negicha with its regular natural horn that's attached. Umemela dahavi yalfina lo lechiyuva ba'atzer hashove mishar avas nezikin kevin dahavi yamechlal darka lahazik u'shmiras alecha va'after keren lo asya kibavur bedaf hey haino rak mikami dekosva torah lekeren tlusha avala acher shekosva torah lekeren tlusha. In other words, once you're telling me that the Torah wrote Keren, and there is a parsha called Kiyigach, and now you're telling me the Torah says that what is Kiyigach? That means a Keren Tlusha. Okay? Now, once you know that, so now, Keren, in fact, is written. It is written in the Torah, except it's only talking about a Keren Tlusha. Right, but that doesn't stop you from being able to learn out a Keren Mechuberes from one of the other categories, plus Keren. So now, when you learn it out, that's insofar as the Alfusa to tell you you're liable for such things like that. That you could do. But what will it result in? It'll result in a thing called negicha with a Keren Mechuberes, which is not a Chaloshem Mazik of Keren. In other words, even if you tell me you had to learn out a Keren Mechuberes from, let's say, Keren Tlusha and something else, just like you learn out, for instance, Avno Sakido Maso from Shor and Bor. So here you'll tell me you learned it out from Keren Tlusha, because that's the Keren in the Torah. That's the real shame Keren in the Torah. And from something else, whichever one. I don't care how you do it. But now, once you learn it out, but now it will be a separate shame. Because it won't be Keren. Keren is only Tlusha, according to the Havamina. So it'll just be a separate halacha that you learn out Mechuberes, but now Mechuberes will be like any other mazik. And you can't ask the kasha shekein muadim mitchilasam, because this is muad mitchilasa. So it'll just be a separate shem mazik. And therefore it will be easy to understand how you derive mechuberes, even though mechuberes is not written explicitly in the Torah. Just like Avno Sakino Maso is not written explicitly in the Torah. But you can learn it out from Shor and Bor. So you have no kasha. Because according to the Rimigash and the Rush, whether or not it's Nezek Sholem or Chatzi Nezek is halacha in the shame of the Mazik. And according to the Havamina, the only thing that has the shame Mazik of Chatzi Nezek, i.e. Keren, is a Keren Tlusha. So even though you would learn out Mechuberes from that and something else, yeah, but then whatever you're learning out will be Muad Mitchilasa. Because it won't be the shame Keren of Tlusha. And therefore, it's perfect. The Gemara has no problem. You have no kasha. And that's why he says, Umikom akam achilk shmein tamu wedis leka b'mechuberes. The din tamu mua tali b'ikar ha-shem shel keren. V'zeh rak b'keren tlusha. Aval mechuberes lav keren hu. Meaning it's not keren of the Torah. V'af the chiyuva nilmad be keren tlusha. Even if you tell me the chiyuva is learned from keren tlusha, aval the din tamu mua being an ikar ha-shem shel keren. V'zeh rak b'tlusha. V'lo b'mechuberes. Umemela the kula moedesi the less bahachidish shel tam shel azebin and shem keren dafka. Yeah, and then of course the natural result will be that once you derive the keren mechuberes, of course it's going to be moedes, because where do you get the idea that it's not the keren of the Torah? That's it. Okay. He says vahatosus letamayu. But Tosis goes according to his whole reasoning. This sphere lay that called Tali Basar Yalfusa. He doesn't hold that the Peturim emanate from the shame of the Mazik. He learns it comes from the Chiyuve Mazik. V'machu nilmad mekeren. So now if you're going to tell me it's going to be learned from Keren Tlusha, you can learn out Keren Mechuberes from Keren Tlusha. Yef shel achayva yosem mekeren. Then you're going to be stuck. Because once you tell me the machayev of the chiyuve mazik come from Keren Tlusha, oh, now you're limited to Chatzi Nezek. Afshehu ba'atzmo lav Kerenu. I don't care if it itself is not Keren. What's the difference? Vizel shikshu deid mit Tlusha, dayek et Tlusha. And that's exactly why Tosos asked the kasha. Oh, if you're learning it from Tlusha, then it's going to be dayek et Tlusha. You can't say it's more than that. That's what the Grid is showing you. That this whole Tosos and his whole problem is based on his whole approach to the system of the Avos Nezikin and how you derive from them. Whereas according to the Rimagash and the Rush, you would never ask this kasha in the Gemara. The Gemara makes perfect sense. Of course, if you tell me Keren only means Keren Tlusha, so then if I didn't have the second pasuk and I didn't know that Mechuberes is also a shame Keren, so of course, I would have thought that Keren, a regular Keren, would be Chayev, Nezek Shalem, it's Muad, Mitchilasa. Of course I would think that. Because it's not a shame Mazik of Keren that will be limited by Chatzi Nezek. It's a separate din. So just it's simply, you know, Kavanasa with, I'm sorry, it's Dark Alahazik, Vishmirasa Malacha. That's why according to Tosus, in his answer and explaining why the Havamina makes sense, Ema Kula Moedesi, yeah, he can't resort to the idea, you can't learn it out, and it has nothing to do with Keren. And that's why you have to learn it out from the other Avos completely. As you're saying, it's completely, you're going by behavior, it's completely normal, and therefore has nothing to do with the world of Keren altogether. And that's where you can learn it out from the other Avos. And the grids are showing you why he had to learn that way. Okay. And now the grids continues. Vine betosus kasu. Dahad avno sakina maso shalom hefkiran haveshor larav. Hainu karen. He means that it's shor, because the shor is broken up into three, right? Karen, shein, and regel. So it has to be that it's what? It's karen. D shein v'regel halo ayu peturim b'shus harabim. Right, and that's exactly the case of avno sakina maso that the Gemara is dealing with. That is b'shus harabim. V'adlo mechalkina behu bein tam lemuad hu mishum lo shayech ze ela b'bal chai ayin shem devreya. So Tosfos has to deal with the problem, but why isn't there idea of tam lemuad? So he says no, because it's not shayech. Okay, he has this idea. Obviously, that requires some explanation. But now the grid says lechora yanir adafgav the rav sirle the chol mamono is rav elios bechlal shor. He says even though it's true, Rav learns out that everything that's yours, mamono, is really the very idea, the category of shor. That's really what shor is, mamono. Mikol makom hom miyal kalpanim the lo shayach pu b'avno sakina maso lo shame karen velo shame shame v'regel. The truth of the matter is, when you talk about avno sakina maso, you can't tell me it has any specific shame of either Karen, Shane, or Regel. The Shane Karen totally become an Asla Hazik. The Shane Shane the Regel Beyeshana Lazika Vezeko Matsui. Velo Shaechel Zebav Naskina Maso Umemela the Chayavin versus Arabin began by Embehem Chilat Tamu Muad, the Zebin and Ikara Shane shall Karen Shane the Regel, the Zeles of Av Naskina Maso. There's again, he's showing you that what's bothering Tosfos would not bother if you hold like the Rush and the Rimagash. Because according to them, you can never tell me that a Avno Sakina Maso is a din, has a shame carrot. It doesn't make any sense. You understand what I'm saying? That's what he wants to show you in this paragraph again. It's exactly what he's showing you. Once again, according to the Rimagash and the Rush, it's much smoother. Whereas Tosfos has to come on to this idea that although somehow it's this, but and it's learned out from that, and you call it Karen, but if you can't make a Tamabua, because Tamabua is only Shayach by Bali Chayim. You can never say that over here. All right, that's, you know. he got out the... he had to make that fit somehow. All right, that has to be defined, obviously. But according to Rimagash and the Rush, you wouldn't have such a kash like that. Because simply all you're saying is that Avno Sakina Maso is in the category of shor, and shor is mamono. But you would never ever say it's one of those specific shemos that makes no sense. It's according to the Rush and the Rimagash, it's simply Avno Sakina Maso. When you say it's a din shor, you simply mean that it's a din mamono. That's it. You're not really interested anymore in any kind of yalfuses. You just look at what this thing is. That's it. All right. Ulefiza nera. Dezeu gambir ha'iboya. Im toldo sehen kiyotza behen. Olav kiyotza behen. Lefi pirish harif. Right? That was problematic. What does that mean? What do you mean the Kiyotzeben? If they're told the same, of course they're Kiyotzeben. Right? What does that mean even? Okay. Hainu de Iker ha'iboyahi im gam ha'toldos shem ha'avalehem le'inyan ha'dinim ha'miyuchadim behem de tolda de bor hi atzma shem bor aleha v'chein tolda de keren v'tolda de shem v'regel v'eish Haim atzmam shem keren v'shem eshem v'regel v'eish behu v'nafka min alinya petur kelim v'toman v'rshus harabim v'nizbar d'be'inan l'zeh etzam hashem shal bor v'eish v'shem v'regel. V'zeo de'i bayalon. Im gam ha-toldos nichlolen be'etzam ha-shem shel ha'av, v'nemar gam alayal kol hani gzeres ha-kosuv, de'petur ha-kelem v'tomen v'shus ha-rabim v'chadome, olav ki yotze behen. Rotzalomar, d'nei da-toldos nil modem me'ha-ovos l'nin chiyuva, aval heim ba'atzma lav shem bor v'esh v'shem v'regal bo. U'memele d'lo kaimi alayal kol hanach dini, Upituri Shaheim Igzeris Hakasov Utluyim Be'etzam Hashem Ukamosh Kasavnu. In other words, what's he asking here? In other words, you have an Av. So now the question is, what is an Av? Is an Av exactly that? In other words, literally that thing, a bar. Okay? And the shame bore will only devolve upon something that's literally a bore. Or do you say no? Do you say that the shame of will be chal on anything that has the essential, you know, conditions and characteristics of the Av? And then the shame Av will be chal on that as well. Halachically, you know, because it's an abstract idea. So according to the first way, will be what? Oh, you're going to derive from the Av that this thing has all the specific characteristics and conditions in abstract of the Av. So you're going to know that this thing has Chiyuvei Nezakin. But the question, but it will not necessarily have, or won't have, the same shame Mazik of the Av. Or do you say no? No, that's the two sides he has. One side is, again, that the when that an Av is limited exactly to that. The shame Av. That shame. And therefore all the Peturim will be restricted to the Av. So even though you can derive Toldos from it, because the Toldos are going to be derived from the secondary principles, from the abstract principles, from the conditions and characteristics of the Av. But it, so you'll know there's a Chiyuv Nezakin. That you could derive. You can extrapolate Chiyuvei Nezakin. But you can no longer, but you cannot say that the Peturim apply. Or do I say no? That the minute you tell me you derive the essential characteristics, that means that the extrapolated case has the shame of the Av devolve upon it as well. And therefore the Peturim do exist. That's his question. That's how he understands the Gemara's question. Okay. V'zeo de kamar Gemara, maishna keren de kavanas lahazik. V'chein maishna shein de yesh hano lahazika. V'chein b'chol ha'avos. Rotzalomar. The Kemada told a Dome law bezeh shekavanas lahazik, right? That's the essential condition and characteristic. V'yeshana lazika, like Shane, im came shita the rehi ka'av mamish. The perusha the keren who kavanas lahazik, who perusha the Shane who sheyeshana lazika, v'chein b'chala avos. That's really the real definition of Shane. Not Shane is really literally tooth, teeth, eating. Okay, or regal is literally hiluch, and this is literally keren, you know, goring, okay? But the real essence, the real definition of the Av are these principles, are these characteristics. U'me'achar, that told the yeshla kol atanoyim shel Av, mimela, the shem av alel in yikol adinim. That's exactly what the Gemara is trying to say. That's what the Gemara is trying to show you in answering that Iboya. V'hine b'sug yisham, Maishna eish the koach acham urav bo upirish Rashi sham v'zelishona v'havalei lasuke adaite. Okay, umevor b'dvarav daha the koach acham urav bo hu tam alachiyav. Now, since there are other forces that are going to be playing a role when you do what you do, so you really should realize what you're getting, what you're going to be causing, and therefore that the Rashi is explaining why you're chayef. V'hainu kiperusha de baya im tolasam ki yotzavam hainu im chayov imala told us uval korchach tahach the koach acham urabo hu tam lechiyuva. Okay, I'll be honest with you. I'm still not clear on that Rashi, what he means there. But we'll come back to it. Let's go to the other side that we do understand. Afal lefi mashikasavnu nired asugilo myri klal inyan im chayovin al hatodas. Now the Gemara is not talking about why the whole thing is not interested. Is not even speaking about whether yichayev on toldos. Of course yichayev. Oh, there he goes. The pshit of the chayovin aleihem. Okay, dalzehu the nikru todos. That's exactly why they call todos. I mean, what would be the hava mean? Of course, yechayev. Rakol hashak levitaria he linyan hadinim have yuchadim shenemra b'chol mazik u'mazik im gam hatodos nechlolim be'etzem shem bor ve'esh v'shem v'regel chadoma im kain ain't sorech lefarish tohar dekama gemara maishna esh dekoch acham urabo rotzalama dehutam al achiyev. You're not going to say when the Gemara says the Koach Acham Urabo, that's giving you a reason why you're chayev. Shezeo agorem l'schayev, as if that's the reason why you're chayev. No, that's not what it means. You're chayev because it's a dark olazik. Rak pirish direi Gemara hu shezeo geder eish. The Gemara is trying to explain you what is the definition of eish. What is eish? What is this category? Uperusha mashem mazik aydei koach acher. And the answer is, the very exeris accustomed to the category of eish, means something that causes damage via an interplay of other forces. V'chol shekoach acham u'urav bo, kemo avna sakina maso, okay? That's where shenaflu merosh agag, right? Zeh etzem shemesh, v'nema be'ag zeh sekasel shepetur tamun, shal zeh hu ikar ha'iboya, kemo shekasav nanira. V'hein hein divrei arif shekasav de'iboya hi l'inyin tamas u'mu'ados, u'l'inyin hadin palga nizka knasa. And that's exactly what the Rif says, that the holy boya surrounds the issue of how do you know if there's a distinction between tam and muad and chatzi nezek, knas, etc. Rotzaloma l'inyin chiluki adinim shenemru benizokin shetluyen be'etzem shem amazik atzmo u'kamoshik asavnu l'mala. Okay, so that's how he's learning the iboya. And that's how he understands what the riff, which is really in line with the riff. Okay? Meaning, again, in line with the, really the idea of the rush and the remagash. Namely, the question is, the peturim really, all the peturim, the limits of liability are always halacha in the shame of the mazik. And now the Gemara's question is, when you extrapolate through these secondary characteristics, and you now have a tolda, what does that mean? Does it mean that there really is the shame of the av on the tolda, that the secondary characteristics are really the shame? Or do you say no, the primary case is the shame, and the secondary characteristics that are learned out only tell you your chayev in the zaken, but it won't have the shame, the primary shame of the primary shame mazik will not exist there, and therefore the peturim will not apply. That was the Gemara's question. And the Gemara, of course, resolves it by saying that no, that definitely it does have the shame of the primary. That really the shame of the, it's not really halacha in the primary. It's really halacha in the secondary characteristics. That's really the real essence of the shame, and therefore it applies to the toldos as well. And that's exactly what the Gemara meant by koach acham urabo. It's identifying exactly the tenoim of that category. That is the nature of that shame mazik. So wherever you have that, it's going to be in the world of the Zaken, have a din of Esh, of Esh. That's what you're going to say. Okay? Rashi, I don't get yet. Right? Because the Kashan Rashi was whether you're Chayav or not. Right? So the question is, what kind of idea could they have? What idea have they are told us if you're not Chayav? Like, what does it even mean? Yes, we did give an explanation ourselves. Yes, we did. I'm asking, but what does the Griz do? is the Griz answering it somehow right here when he talks about this Rashi? I don't know. I don't know where else he does. I don't know what else the answer is. He learned the Kasha Rashi was saying that they're Petura Lagamre. Uva emes shekol tvareinu mevuharim. All right, this is very nice of him to say this. I'm not so sure that's true, but... November shekol tvareinu mevuharim v'shitim mekubetzes reish perakets at a regal ahad de kamasham agamara tana shein de chaya uktani shein de behema. Right, it taught the case of shein of a chaya, and it taught also the category of shein of a behema. Salkadai techamina v'shilachas be'iro ksiv behema in chaya lo. Kamash malan the chaya b'chal behema. So you might think, since the Torah only was talking about be'iro, which is behema, maybe say shein doesn't apply to chaya. Kamash malan not chaya b'chal behema. V'tos sham hikshu dareik farash mi'inan zos bereisha demasnisen dafila tarnagolin mu'adin ayin sham. V'tiratzal zed v'shita mikabetza sham v'didivrei gemara hacha the kamash malan the chaya b'chal behema ein rotzalom alini chiyuva. Gemara here, when it says a chay is b'chal behem, it's not really telling you insofar as the chi of nizakin. That, of course. Rakling yinadin, the shein v'regel, petiri b'shus harabim. Val zehu da havamina, the v'shilach hasbiro, ksiv, behema in, chay alo. V'chiyavaskam b'shus harabim, ayin shem b'divrei, harav aron halevi. Aha. So it's only, the Gemara's only question was, do the peturim apply? Do the peturim apply of shein v'regel? That's the question. All right, ukvar tama bebeis halevi, de mehechi tesi tehei chaya chamura mebehema. Right, because you can tell me the peturim only apply to behema, don't apply to chaya, because the pasuk's only referring shein v'regel is talking about behema. So the peturim, in fact, will not apply to chaya, and therefore comes out chaya is more chamur. V'alo kol atzma lo yadinen l'chiyuva d'chaya rak m'chiyuva d'behema. But one second, but the whole chiyuva d'chaya you only know from chiyuva d'behema. That's the category in the Torah. V'eich tehi chiyev es yosem v'behema. Ochi nira pasha d'bir divrei hashita mikobetzes eim kimosh kesavdu. D'l'ini chiyuva kol shadarka l'hazag v'shmirotzen alav chayev aleim uv'zeh toli ikar din chiyuv nizakin. U'l'ini napaturim shenema b'gzeres hakosov L'zeh be'inet etzem Hashem shal shein v'regel. V'al zehu d'hava mina d'v'shilach hasbiro k'siv behema in chayalo. Meaning d'hava mina would have been, it's true you would know that what? You would know that chaya is chayev. Why? Because it's darka l'hazaka shmiras and olav. That's true, you would know that. But according to d'hava mina, you would say that the very shame of shein v'regel only applies to behema. V'lo nemru b'chaya hadin avam yuchadim shenar b'shein v'regel. Right, so very good. So the base lady's kasha is knocked off because he's saying, how can you know? How can you learn? You'll have the old problem that you know more from the nilma than from the malamed. But the answer is no. All you're deriving the alfusa only tells you that you're chayev. It's considered dark olahazik. And that would apply to Chaya. But now, if you tell me that the Torah is only saying shame the regal is exclusively a shame by Behema, so then all you're going to know is that the shame, that when an animal, a Chaya, causes damage with its shame or regal, it won't have the Chala shame the regal of Torah. And therefore won't have the Peturim. It'll just be simply a case of an animal doing Mazik and Yechayev. The low number of Chaya dinam yuchadim shenem b'shem v'regel. Umemela the haisa chayev es gam rishus harabim v'zel lehejye kamoshik asavnu. So you see, the shikim b'kabetzes, the revar and a levi, clearly is following those lines. Okay. Very good. And he answered his Zeta's Kasha. Yep. Yep, like I said, this is a very nice piece. Very, very basic piece on how to look at the Avos Nezikin, the whole system of the Alfusas and the Peturim, and also how do you understand the relationship of the Avos to the Toldos. It's really a very nice piece.